This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the show. You can join us here. You can bring up whatever you want. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're playing some pretty outrageous audio here from some outrageous video from the folks over at Project Veritas. ProjectVeritas.com is their website, but if you want to follow Project Veritas, you pretty much have to do it on Twitter because the other companies, the other big tech companies out there are censoring their videos pretty regularly, and it seems like Twitter's letting them fly, and the latest ones that came out are pretty shocking. And by the way, with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Matt.
And Joa.
And Joa joining us remotely from Manchester. Just to recap, if you're just tuning in here, Project Veritas, a couple of days ago, maybe yesterday, pretty recently, put out some video, undercover, of course, of a Pfizer executive. Now, he denies in the long video being a member of Pfizer when he's confronted, but they show, like, multiple clips of videos of them, like, going on his LinkedIn profile, showing him with a Pfizer.com email address, showing him on the Pfizer, like, organizational page not far from the CEO. It's like, this guy works for Pfizer, and he's trying to say he doesn't.
But yeah, I was just trying to Google him, and there's honestly not a whole lot on Google about him.
Yeah, I think they got it all from, like, LinkedIn or something like that.
Maybe, yeah. One of the first things you do see on Google about him is, so, Google has scrubbed all results on Pfizer exec Jordan Tristan Walker.
The fix is in.
The fix is in.
Yeah. So, this guy, in the first video, he talks about, openly, you know, he thinks he's just on a date with some guy from Grindr or whatever, and he's on his second or third date, and, you know, the drinks are flowing, and he's just blabbing about what it's like doing this, not gain-of-function research, but what they call directed evolution research at Pfizer. They're experimenting on monkeys. They're taking elements from COVID, and then they're adding elements from other COVID strains, and they're trying to make new strains, allegedly. He says they're considering mutating the strains so they can then preemptively make vaccines and make big money, is what he says. Okay, so that's a summary of, we played the full 10 minutes of the video, basically.
There's something in there to piss everybody off.
Yeah, it's pretty outrageous. He admits there's a revolving door in the quote-unquote business of regulation, where the regulators go, they leave the regulatory office. And
it was all a lie.
They start working for Pfizer.
Just trying to impress his date. It was all a lie. He made it all up.
Yeah, and then what you're pointing out here is in the second video, Matt, they confront him. So he's at one of these dates with this guy. He thinks he's going to score. He's on his third date with this guy.
How old is this guy?
What's that?
Because he's kind of seemed kind of young. And
he's
like,
young.
Almost like he's early in the game into the knowledge of what goes on there. And he probably doesn't realize that this whole thing was created, the first strain. I mean, I'm going to make a claim on YouTube, we're going to get taken down, but COVID was staged, okay? You know,
I mean, he seems like he's part of that. I mean, he seems to be in on the whole staging thing, but he is young. I mean, the guy's probably late 20s, early 30s. He's got a real young look to him, for sure. Let me give you one of the clips here. I actually went to the longer form video and I found some clips that don't have him cursing because he loses his mind when he's confronted by James O'Keefe from Project Veritas. And they throw in some bleeps in this video, but they're always too late. So the full word that he says is in there. So I wanted to make sure I didn't play that part on the air here because we are on broadcast radio. But here's where he makes his excuse for what he was saying in the first undercover video. Oh, the video's not there. Hang on. Got it right here. Here we go.
I'm lying to a president.
Here, just go. Is it true what you
said? What is this? No. I literally was on a third men, you lie to impress a gay.
Mutating viruses? Do you not work for Pfizer?
This guy, I thought he was a dick.
Sir, do you not?
So he indicates the guy that was the undercover. He's in the room. The undercover guy is there. He's got a video camera, and that's when they start putting up the images from his profile. I've never been on LinkedIn, so I'm just going to guess that this is LinkedIn, and it shows his name, Jordan Walker, director, scientific, operational, blah, 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 and it's got his Pfizer.com email address right there. And then they put up, subsequently after this, they put up three other graphics that show him working for Pfizer, as he's claiming in this video that he doesn't work for Pfizer, claiming that he's just lying to his date so he can get into bed with him. That's what, he didn't say a single thing that was true. I don't buy it. I don't buy it for a moment.
I think he's being very true. Very, very true and honest when he was talking. I mean, that was, you know, it's clear that he had, you know, a lot to say about how things functioned at the top, about mm-hmm. the regulators and all that. I mean, there's no need to lie about that stuff. It's true.
Yeah, he was absolutely telling the truth there. Whether or not he was telling the truth about the rest of it, I mean, could he have been embellishing for his date? Perhaps.
Maybe, but the things he was embellishing about sound pretty logical and feasible. And
yeah, like the kind of insane stuff that you would think that an evil medical pharmaceutical company,
bunch of mad scientists,
would be doing. And why would that impress a date? Why would talking about monkeys infecting them on purpose with various different maladies and then making it worse for them, why would that, like, turn on your date?
And I don't think, you know, the guy who was receiving those responses from, what's his name, Jordan Tristan mm-hmm. Walker, didn't sound like he was being impressed by it.
No.
And needed more. He was just asking, very blandly, actually, asking questions. And
he's asking the right questions to get this guy to spill the beans.
And he just kept going, like, yeah, excitedly and passionately pouring into it. He wasn't impressed, like, clearly wasn't being impressed by it, but he kept, the answer guy started, you know, just pouring it out there anyway.
Why would you think that saying, oh, yeah, we're considering mutating the COVID virus so we can make more vaccines in the future before the virus hits the scene.
Yeah, why would you, like, that's not impressive. And when it hit the ears of the guy who was asking the questions, it didn't really come off as if he was impressed. Why keep playing that card?
It doesn't make, the whole claim this was just him lying to get in this dude's pants doesn't make any sense at all.
No, it was coming from a place of huge ego. And he
at
was
the same time, the vaccines don't work, right? Like,
right.
So they're trying to create a real virus that you have to buy their vaccine. So this is a whole new concept beyond what's actually going on right now, where the vaccine is actually killing you, you know.
Well, I mean, we don't know for sure, right? Like, there's no way to really tell if the vaccine is killing people, but certainly there seem to be a lot of people dying suddenly these days, a lot more than had done 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can't really connect one to the other, and that's nice for Pfizer because they can
quite
never...
Quite a coincidence.
Yeah, you can never
correlation
really
is not causation,
right,
but you know.
Let's go to the phones here. We'll get David on the line, and then I want to get Joa to, you know, give us his opinion as a professional, you know, guy who records people in public as to whether or not it's legal, what's going on here. But, David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Fantastic, fantastic content, guys.
Project Veritas deserves most of the credit here. We're just analyzing it, but go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, having it on nationally syndicated radio is fantastic because Lord knows that it's not going to get played anywhere else.
Probably not.
But Matt, why are you using Google? That is not very good because you know you're either going to get biased opinions or you're not going to get anything at all.
Yeah, you know what's even worse? I have a Google phone.
Hmm.
I mean, yeah. I have an Android, but I've made it all free and open source software.
No, I actually have Google Fi as my provider. So I'm not even kidding. It's awful. So does Ian.
I'm surprised they haven't shut you down yet.
Yeah, you know, I hope they don't. It's the reason I have this phone is because I have free international. It's you know, and every once in a while I travel.
It's nice.
It is, you know, and not that I travel internationally, but I was tired of driving anywhere near the Vermont Canadian border
and losing your signal.
No, not losing my signal, getting charged $5 for every time my phone decided to tap a Canadian tower.
Right.
So I dumped U.S. Cellular for that reason.
Try out Sirk SEARX.VE.
You're going to have to spell that one more time. What?
SEARX.VE.
What is it?
It's a meta search engine. So what it does is it takes a bunch of search engines and correlates all the results together. So it's like it searches like DuckDuckGo and Yahoo and Google and Bing and a bunch of other, like Wikipedia and a bunch of stuff all at the same time.
Oh, that sounds like Dogpile.
Yeah, that's basically what it does, but it's a free and open source software, so you can run it on your own server if you want.
Wow, that's really cool.
I like it.
Yeah, it says here it is a privacy-respecting, hackable meta search engine. Definitely worth a shot.
Yeah, that's good to hear about.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot because I've been pretty disappointed with the Brave search. It just has not been giving me the results that I've been looking for.
It's crazy how these browsers get compromised.
It works out pretty well for me. And my other thought was maybe if Twitter is the only place that Project Veritas is getting video plays, maybe they ought to create an account on social.freetalklive.com.
Absolutely.
I don't know. Can you even upload video? I've never tried it. I guess you probably can. I don't know what the limits are on that, if you can.
You can. The instance admin, so UEN, would have to actually, increase the size, because I think by default it's like 40 megabytes.
Yeah, okay.
So by default it wouldn't work, but they could create an account and link somewhere else to a video, like on their website.
Yeah, they do have video on their own website, although the second video that we've been playing here with the guy from Pfizer, Jordan Walker, freaking out, isn't even on their website. It's only on their Twitter account right now. But yeah, thank you for plugging social.freetalklive.com. We are expecting an upgrade there to version 4 of Mastodon. I don't know what features that will bring, maybe better video support or something like that.
I was actually the one who asked you about that.
Okay, yeah, it was supposed to happen Monday, and it didn't, and it hasn't happened yet, so I'm hoping sometime this week, but my guy is on it. Don't know what the delays are, but we'll get her done at some point. Thank you, David. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope, that's it.
Thanks for the tip on the search engine. I'll definitely give that a shot. I appreciate hearing from you. All right, so Joa, this guy in this video, he's losing his mind over what is happening to him. He's literally walking back into the kitchen of this restaurant at one point in this video. I mean, he's going all over the place. He's either really crazy, you know, he's obviously crazed right now, so maybe he would normally not go into the kitchen, or maybe he's so familiar with this restaurant for whatever reason that he feels comfortable going behind the counter, then going back into the kitchen as he's trying to, like, get away from the Project Veritas journalists who have gone into this restaurant to confront him about what he's saying about Pfizer, and he just starts yelling about how he doesn't want to be recorded and so on. And what are your thoughts on this, Joe?
People need to realize that this guy is the kind of character is flamboyant. Like
he is.
And he's quite the character to begin with. And then he's being very dramatic.
Very.
I mean, rightfully so, but, like, he's, you know, he's out of, like, his character of sorts, where he's very characteristic. But he, I think the restaurant made the biggest mistake in this whole thing, other than the assault, because that assault should not have happened if the restaurant didn't lock the doors. So,
when you say the assault, you mean when this guy, Jordan, grabs the iPad from Project Veritas's people and smashes it on the ground?
I believe that happened after realizing the doors were locked, right?
Well, one of the things is it's not clear who locked the doors in this video.
Good point. But whoever did that is a biggest trouble right here, because it's like these people are fearing for themselves, too, because this guy is getting violent, and they should have the right to escape.
Oh, you mean the Veritas people?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me go on here with this. So this is from the long form video. We played for you the first 45 seconds of this where they kind of clip in the basics of what goes on in the confrontation. And this is toward the end. This is where he's going to grab the iPad after he's been ranting and raving for some time here. And so I just want to play the long form interaction.
Ma'am, you locked the door.
Ma'am?
Ma'am, we're trying to leave, but you locked us in here.
Okay, there, based on what the Veritas people are saying, it sounds like the manager herself actually locked the door. Now, we don't see it happen. There's no footage, at least in this video, of her going to do that.
Let's go through her head. But she locks the door.
It's bizarre because she asked them to leave earlier. Remember, she asked them earlier to leave the premises, but then Jordan, the guy from Pfizer, demands that they don't leave because he wants to call the cops, and they want to, he wants them to still be there when the police arrive. So at some point, she decided to go along with what he wanted and then locks them in the, into the restaurant. We go on.
Call our attorney.
Can you please unlock your door?
No, I don't know what's going on. I don't want anyone leaving, but I don't know what's going on. What's the guy doing?
Can you please unlock your door?
No, no, don't let them leave.
Can you unlock the door?
I feel like a maid. No, don't let them out. Don't let them out.
Could you please let us leave, ma'am?
I don't know what's happening. You can't lock us in.
We'd like to leave. We'd like to leave. Please unlock the door.
I don't know why they don't put the name of her business up on the damn screen, because she is a, she is part of this conspiracy at this point, kidnap these people.
She's gotten herself into it now.
I don't think that there's actually a, the, at the very end of this clip, there's some interactions with the police when they do show up. And but by that time, O'Keefe and most of his crew have left, but he still left one of his guys on the scene to kind of see what happened. And the police end up saying that had O'Keefe stayed, that they would have been able to arrest Jordan Walker, the Pfizer guy, which is interesting for, I presume, assault in this case. But because the witness to the assault had left the scene, the police said they can't do anything about it.
And that's false imprisonment. I think there's a difference between kidnapping and false imprisonment.
Mm-hmm. No? Good point. But yeah, presumably they didn't arrest the owner of the business either, even though she was the one who locked them in. But we go on here. So he's about to attack in this footage. Here it goes.
Please unlock the door. Please unlock the door.
He grabs the iPad from, I don't know if this is like a bodyguard or it's one of the Veritas people. There's, Veritas has at least four or five people on this scene. One of them has the iPad. He snatches the iPad away, slams, like sort of, it falls to the ground, and then he dives for it. So Jordan Walker, the Pfizer guy, goes down on his knees and is like trying to protect or grab or do something to this iPad. It's as though he believes that the one copy of this video of
is on that iPad.
Is on this iPad, and destroying he
evidence.
Must destroy this one copy. That's the only thing he could possibly be thinking here.
He's literally groveling, like he's on his hands and he's smashing this thing.
Yeah. So it goes on here. So, and this is after he says, please leave me alone, or please stop recording me. He's like, they're trying to leave, dude, but you said they shouldn't leave, and then the owner of the business locks them in. Now you want them to leave.
Yeah, turn off your camera so I can assault you, right?
Like, right. Here's the rest of it.
Unlock the door.
Okay, so he said, oh, he's assaulting me. He hit my head, is what he says. And so what's going on at the time in the video is he's still on the ground. He's still, like, grabbing for the iPad. And, of course, the Veritas people are trying to get their property back, right? So they're trying to, like, move him away from the iPad so they can get their property back. And they don't hit him in the head or anything like that. He's fine. He's just yelling.
Unlock the door.
Okay, he says, do not record me. He's now on his feet, smashes the thing again. The first time you could say he was just trying to grab it and it fell. Now he's got the iPad again and just gives it a full-on throw at the ground.
Throws it at the ground?
Yeah. Yeah, as he's saying, as he's yelling, do not record me. Now, Joa, you've recorded a lot of people over the years. You know, what's your feeling about this situation? Because this is a really bizarre situation. Like, I do some recording as well. I've done a lot of it as well. But my general rule is, if I'm in a private business, I'm not going to just record without the business's consent most of the time. However,
and I think go ahead.
I was just going to say, however, like if something happens that's crazy, like this, somebody's getting violent, there's some sort of dangerous police interaction or whatever, I will not ask permission. I will just go ahead and record.
Yeah, that's when that camera comes
also,
out.
Also, yeah. I think there's another weighing opinion to that, which would be if you are going to change the world and reveal lies that have been destroying humanity, you know, then I think you should have every right to record that and expose it. You know,
yeah.
Whistleblowing.
Well, I think there's different circumstances here, right? So you've got different types of video. You've got the first video is undercover recording. It's just two guys at a table. The person, Jordan Tristan Walker from Pfizer, he's the quote-unquote victim, the target, if you will, of the undercover recording. You can't really tell where they are. The background is fairly nondescript.
Right.
It's just a wall. So I don't find that to be particularly invasive to the business there. But actually coming in with, like, a camera crew. So what's going on in the confrontation video is you got one guy outside with a video camera, you got two guys inside with cameras, and they're converging on a customer in a business. I think that's kind of a tacky, even though I'm enjoying the hell out of the video, just from a, respecting the business.
Totally.
From a respecting the business's property kind of move, I don't think that's a cool thing to do, per se.
Right.
I don't.
I'm just arguing the point that they are trying to reveal something that's going to, like, help the world.
Yeah, sure.
And it's like, these are, you know, a point where, you know, you'd go to any lengths to try to expose things, expose the, you know, these terrible, terrible things.
No, I think you're right about that. I think they're within their rights to do it. I think you can walk into a business openly carrying a video camera and see what happens.
Right.
I
agree with what you're saying. It is illegal. It would be against their policies or whatever at the restaurant. And if they find out that you're doing it, you are breaking the law, you know, like.
No, I don't know. What do you mean? What do you mean it's illegal?
Well, if they tell you you can't record and you continue to record.
Well, then you're just, if they haven't told you to leave.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if they tell you to leave and you don't leave, then it's trespassing. Right?
Yes, yes.
Right? And I'm a lawyer, but that's just my understanding of how trespass works. So it's not, as I understand it, it's not illegal in most places to record video.
I know all about the trespassing thing.
Right. There's some states where it's illegal to record without all the the consent of all of the parties. New York, I don't believe, is one of those states. I think Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and I think Massachusetts might have changed their laws for the better on this one in recent years, so I can't even say for sure on that one. I know New Hampshire's wiretapping laws are some of the worst in the country. We got a lot of good things going on in New Hampshire.
That's not one of them.
The
wiretapping
laws are not one of them. But we can talk more about it coming up here in moments. If you want to share your thoughts, you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. We got a little bit more of Jordan from Pfizer losing his mind, attacking this iPad as though he's going to somehow be able to prevent the video from getting out by smashing their iPad. We'll continue here in moments. You can join us on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is touting the economic accomplishments of his administration.
We're on the right track. Roads and bridges are being built. Factories are coming online.
In a speech at a steam fitters union hall in Springfield, Virginia, Biden took credit for continued job growth and the recent news the economy grew by 2.9% at the end of the year. The attorneys for some of the ex-Memphis police officers involved in the violent arrest of Tyree Nichols say the officers are in shock. Nichols, a black man, died in the hospital days after a January 7th traffic stop involving the police officers who are also black. A senior ISIS leader and 10 other ISIS fighters are dead following a U.S. military raid in northern Somalia. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said in a statement that Bilal al-Sudani, who is described as a key operative and facilitator in the ISIS network, was the target of the raid. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. You can bring up whatever you want. I don't even know what else is in the news today. I haven't even had a chance.
This has been so good that, you know, this is one of those times where you got to kind of pay attention to the rest of the news just in case something's being used as a, like, a distractor.
Yeah.
You know, that it seems like that's a repeating theme in the world news, is when something's so good that you have to look at, or so awful that you have to look at, chances are there's something 10 times worse going on that they don't want you to be staring at.
Well, that's why we have open phones here every single night. So if there's something you want to bring to our attention,
yeah, somebody will bring it.
Yeah, that you think's important, please get on the lines here. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Matt, and Joa here from Joa's from Breaking the Flaw. You can find his channel over on YouTube and Odyssey, so be sure you look for him, and you can see what he's been up to recently. You've been fighting it out with the police in Goffstown, not physically, but Goffstown police.
Never.
You were arrested a few months ago back at a kind of a protest that was happening outside of a Senate debate here in New Hampshire, and a Senate candidate, a U.S. Senate candidate named Don Bolduc, falsely accused you of hitting him multiple times.
All over the news. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it blew up. The story went, you know, almost international. And that resulted in you being charged with not assault, but trespass and so-called disorderly conduct. You're expecting to go to trial on that within the next couple of weeks. And
Next Thursday.
It's right? That soon. Wow.
Yeah, February 2nd.
Next Thursday, February 2nd. And so you are gearing up for a trial that you're going to be taking on pro se. You do not have an attorney at this point. You've reached
out. It's been hard because of their conflict of interest in the GOP.
Mm-hmm. You reached out to the Goffstown, New Hampshire Police Department initially, right after the incident occurred, and, of course, they continued to cover for their buddy, Don Bolduc, who also happens to be, I believe, a part-time police officer of another police department.
In Hampton Beach.
Yeah.
Wait, and Bolduc is a cop?
Yep.
Surprise, surprise,
Did not know that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not uncommon for military guys to go and moonlight as cops.
Yeah, but isn't he, like, 70 years old?
Yeah, he's old. He's old. He's like, at least in his late 60s. So...
He's also a future member of the Lori List. You hear about that?
That you have to explain what that list is.
The Lori List is police officers that can't be trusted because they've lied on police reports or to the police or on the stand.
So you're going to make him a future member of the Lori List? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we know he lied on the scene when he claimed Joah hit him.
On video.
He hit me, he hit me, he hit me at least 3 or 4 times. We know that was a lie. In fact, the cops know because they didn't charge him with assault. Like, the cops knew that there was no hit.
Yep.
Otherwise, they would have tried to charge him, and there clearly wasn't. So you're going to try to get him up on the stand. We don't have a whole lot of details on what's going to happen at this trial, but it should be interesting. I'm hoping to be able to attend it and get video of this because it's I was one of the people who saw this thing go down in the first place. It was luckily witnessed by multiple people. There were multiple angles, camera angles that recorded this particular interaction. I suspect some of that video footage is going to get play at this trial. But update us on what's going on, because you recently reached out again to Goffstown Police after they initially, one of their investigators, quote-unquote, covered for Don Bolduc. And what's going on now?
So I called the Attorney General, and they suggested that I talk to the chief so he can reinvestigate it before the AG looks at it. And so I called the chief. We had a conversation. He was bringing up hypotheticals and all this, like, weird. It was just strange, okay? But when it came to the my assault complaint, he really heard me. He really listened to what I had to say about it, and he's going to re-review it. And this was a couple weeks ago, or like a little over a week ago. And tomorrow is the deadline that he promised me that he'll have it ready tomorrow.
Okay.
So hopefully he comes to the correct determination about what happened there. And whatever emotions happen after that, that's, we'll see.
When you say he said he was going to have something for you tomorrow, meaning he's going to have a determination, he'll have some
that's
sort of
correct.
An answer for you? Okay.
That's right.
All right. Well, definitely keep us in the loop here, Joah, as this situation develops. If you guys haven't seen the video, we certainly talked a lot about it when it transpired here on Free Talk Live. Probably the easiest way would be to just go to freekeen.com and search for Bolduc, B-O-L-D-U-C. I suspect that'll pull it right up. Speaking of people attacking others, we still have a little bit more to play from the Project Veritas situation where they confront this Jordan Tristan Walker from Pfizer, a gentleman who just doesn't really seem to have much concern for human life or the life of monkeys that they're testing COVID viruses on, trying to not do gain of function, but quote-unquote directed evolution, I think was the terminology.
It doesn't help the pro-vaxxers case at all when people like this pop up in the halls of these companies. We're like, you're such a conspiracy theorist. You won't even take a vaccine. And there's a lot of libertarians in that crowd. I'll tell you right now, why don't you trust the vaccines? Well, have you seen the guys making them?
Well, yeah, and you have to wonder, right? Like, this guy is a high-level executive, or if he isn't now, he was the Director of Research and Development, Strategic Operations, mRNA Scientific Planner. And
he's a certified dirtbag, though. So that said, he's probably going to go right back to work somewhere, if not Pfizer, in a different role or maybe even the same role.
But you look at this guy in the first video and the smarmy look on his face, the cavalier attitude that he has towards human life and what's going on. It really makes you wonder, is he a fluke? Or is he just like a lot of the other people he works with? Do they all have, or a good chunk of them have, this similar attitude that this guy has? Or is he just 1 out of 1,000?
It's probably just a norm.
That's what I'm thinking here. He's just so cocky about what they're doing.
Yep.
It seems to me
some companies give, personality exams before you get a job because they want to know who they're working with. And maybe certain companies aren't always taking the sweethearts. Some of them are taking the evil, the ones that are, you know, have a propensity for zero ethics mm-hmm. and, you know, just doing bad
zero
things.
Zero empathy.
Yep.
Yeah. So they confront him. He loses his mind and begins... He has the restaurant apparently lock in the Project Veritas crew into the restaurant that they're in, which is why I say I don't know why they're protecting these restaurant people. Like they're blurring them out, right? Like, yeah. So in the video, the manager who allegedly locks the doors on the Project Veritas people, her face is blurred. It's like she's part of this. She is consenting to this. She loans this guy her phone. He goes up to her, Jordan from Pfizer, goes up to the manager, demands that she loan him her phone so he can record video of Project Veritas's people, and she does it. So they're obviously friends, or maybe he used to work there, or maybe he's just a really great customer, right? Either way, he's like walking behind the bar. He goes back into the kitchen at one point. And then finally, as they're asking to have the doors unlocked so they can actually leave the restaurant, which is what the manager originally asked them to do before she locks them in, he then attacks by grabbing the iPad that the Project Veritas people had. Just it falls to the floor. He then dives towards the floor to try to grab the iPad before the Project Veritas people can. He manages to continue to possess the iPad, gets up, and then he smashes it as hard as he possibly can against the ground.
Unlock the door. This is remarkable here. Thank you. We're trying to get unlock the door. Unlock the door. Unlock the door.
It's not a lot of people like that. It is not. Stop. Let go of me. Now you're hurting me.
Wait, who is touching him?
So one of the Veritas guys who originally had the iPad.
Oh, he wants to get his iPad back.
Right. So, like, that's all the Veritas people were trying to do this whole time is, get their property back. And this guy starts yelling about how you hit me in the head. Stop touching me. Well, dude, you're going after them. He's the one going after the Veritas people, and they're trying to, like, keep him away. So they do grab him by the wrist at one point. But that's because he keeps grabbing for this iPad that they now have.
He's got a lot of narcissistic tendencies built right into his psyche, doesn't he, this guy?
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, it's all about him being attacked when he's the one who attacked them.
And the whole planet.
Clearly. Well, right. So here's the wrap-up.
What is going on here? You cannot just record people like that.
Come on.
It's not okay.
Come on.
It's not okay.
Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Let's go.
There are a lot of people, Joe, aren't there, who lose their minds when a camera shows up in public, aren't there? Do we have Joe? Do we lose you?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I had to unmute it. It makes the camera makes rats scatter. That's what we like to say. It's a great tool to reveal truth, and you know, people just are not used to it. You know, he hides in shadows. He talks in private. He doesn't even know what it's like, you know, in the real world. So,
yeah, we've seen this so many times where, and it's not even necessarily like government scumbags or this Pfizer scumbag or whatever. There's just a certain type of person who, if you got a camera in public, they will like come at you.
Yep.
And then they will yell at you for recording them, even though you weren't even necessarily recording them. You're just like in the park recording something else, and they just happen to be in the shot or whatever. And they'll just make a beeline straight up to you, and then they'll say, "Get the camera out of my face," even though
it's
they
an
walked.
Ego
up
revealer. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. Even though they walked right up to you, it's like, "Well, you came up and got in my face, and then started yelling at me to get the camera out of your face."
And the funny part about it is, there's always immediate proof of it because you got the camera.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you have to wonder why people are like that. I mean, do they think that the camera's going to steal their soul or something like that? Why are people so crazy about
Well, even
cameras?
The Amish don't freak out when you take video of them driving their carts by. They don't stop and say, take your Satan's eyeball off of me. Or anything, you know? They just keep going.
All right, so here's the remainder of the Project Veritas confrontation.
Come on. We're in New York City. This is remarkable, what you just witnessed here.
He's finally outside. They finally opened the doors.
Come on, guys. Where's the car? Where's the vehicle?
Keep walking.
Come on.
This is insane. You just witnessed one of the most remarkable interactions ever. Do we have the iPad? So we're getting into the vehicle now. Where's our car?
All right. So in this scene, there's text on the screen describing what is going on. So James O'Keefe and most of his crew have left. They were finally let out of the building. They took off. They didn't wait for the cops to show up, which would have been more interesting had they waited for the cops to show up. The cops do show up, and the Veritas crew did leave one of their crew members behind to observe and possibly talk to the police about what went on. The text on the screen during this scene says, Walker, that's the Pfizer guy, desperately tried to stop a car he believed was crewed by Veritas. So just some random SUV happens to be leaving the scene at this point, and the guy runs out into the streets to try to prevent this car from leaving whatever this area of New York City was. He puts his arms out to the side, literally stands in front of some car, trying to determine whether or not it's actually the Project Veritas people. So once again, trying to, like, detain people wrongfully.
This is nuts.
Yeah.
This is crazy. He's tripling down.
Sure is. So then the police finally show up.
He's charging the guy, charging.
You can't make an arrest at this point if you don't have the victim right here.
Okay. If he was here, you'd arrest that guy?
If he was here, yes.
Oh, then we could just walk away then. Not worry about it.
If that's what you guys want to do, then yes.
And that's the end of the video. So basically the Veritas guy shows the cops the footage that he got, shows the conflict inside, what this Pfizer executive did, and says, you would have arrested him if James O'Keefe were still here, or the other guy, maybe it was the guy in that had the iPad that was snatched away from. If one of those guys were still here, then they could say, yeah, I want you to arrest him. But otherwise, just based on the footage, they weren't willing to do that. So that's your story from Project Veritas. Amazing.
Really, yeah, they do great work.
Yeah. Kudos to them for that. You know, maybe they're a little bit on the conservative side of things, but they're still doing good work getting the truth out about some of this just crazy stuff behind the scenes, the attitudes of the people at these mega tech and mega medicine.
And they must do their homework on who people are. Like, they must have known who this guy was.
Who's they?
Project Veritas must have known who this dude was before they even... You know, I mean, Joe has said that maybe they just had their dating app turned on for local and just... Right. I wonder if they just grabbed anybody who was working at Pfizer and just happened to catch a big fish.
I wouldn't be surprised if the guy even put it as, like, profile. Oh, I work for Pfizer.
Yeah, you have to wonder about that. I mean, that we kind of did focus on how this could possibly happen in the very beginning of the show. And, Joey, you pointed out that some of these apps, some of these dating, quote-unquote dating apps, you can turn a location detection on, and then, you know, it'll only respond to people who are nearby or only show your advertisement to people who are nearby or something like that. So, but, yeah, they still would have to figure out that he was a Pfizer guy. I mean, this is... Filtering that information does seem like a real challenge, but they're apparently quite good at it because they keep managing to get these Twitter executives and these Pfizer executives into these compromising situations that are always the same. It's always them getting on a date with one of the Project Veritas people. Now, what may end up happening out of this, because Jordan Walker, the Pfizer guy in this video, he does get his own video. Remember, he takes the camera from the manager at the restaurant and is getting video. So he's got the face of the guy he went on the date with. And so maybe he will release that imagery. Maybe that guy's undercover status is screwed at this point. Maybe not.
I don't know. Like... The pool of people, of bad guys to select from is so
huge.
It's
wide, yeah.
You know, it's like they could go after anybody and probably remain anonymous with the same exact undercover guy every single time.
That's a good point. And most of the time, these guys, even if they're aware of these undercover operations, they don't even know the name of Project Veritas.
Right, and a lot of times people don't look the same in public as they do when you see them on a YouTube video.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. All right, guys. So, any other comments on this situation?
It's phenomenal.
It's pretty crazy.
Keep up the good work, Project Veritas. Yeah. Keep that. This is just hilarious.
I think Pfizer's done.
No.
With this information going
out.
No
way.
No way.
Come on, guys. You'll
too big to fail.
I appreciate your optimism. I mean, Joey, you are one of the most optimistic hosts on Free Talk Live, but there's no chance that Pfizer's going to go down. There's already some post. I think it was actually one of the camera guys from Project Veritas. He retweeted one of these politicians blathering about how Pfizer deserves, you know, we're going to show Pfizer. No, they're not.
Well, you know why Pfizer is never going to go down? Viagra. Okay.
That is one of their products.
Way to go, Joe.
Yeah.
You caught me on that one.
Boy.
I'm sure they have a hand in the industry of seed oils and soy.
Here's the
so they can push their product.
Here is the quote. Okay, this is actually tweeted by Project Veritas an hour ago. Breaking: Senator Marco Rubio sends letter to Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla. Quote: If the claims detailed in the Veritas video are true, Pfizer has put its desire for profit over the concern of national and global health and must hold itself accountable. that is not even saying anything. That he's literally saying Pfizer must hold itself accountable. We're not going to do anything to you. We, the government, we, the regulators, we, you know, those who control.
Marco Rubio, right?
Yeah, Marco Rubio.
He's a right winger.
He's a senator. Yeah. So tough talk, but not even that tough.
Yep.
He's not even threatening them with anything.
He's a weenie.
Yeah. But yet Project Veritas is sharing it as though it actually means something.
I'd like to know what Senator Rand Paul has to say about something like that, though.
Yeah.
He's usually a little more pointed, especially being a medical doctor. He tends to get, like, he went after Fauci pretty. He went over Fauci with a hot rake.
He did. But, I mean, Fauci retired.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not like anything happened to him.
Right.
He's sitting pretty, and now some other scumbag's going to replace him. Whoever his right hand man was.
Yeah, I heard he was selected. Whoever that person is has been selected.
Of course. Let's go to the phones here. I think we have a Bonnie. Bonnie, is this you?
Hi. Yeah, this is Bonnie. I just want to say this is definitely the most fascinating of all the Project Veritas reveal things they've done. And my other thought about it is, does a person who was lying the whole time care enough about the video of them making up a bunch of lies to, like, grab the iPad and throw it on the ground?
Mm. Yeah, good point. Yeah, because for listeners just tuning in, the Pfizer guy, his excuse for what he said in the first video from Project Veritas was, oh, well, I was just telling lies like every guy does on a date to impress their date. It's like, why would you lie about those horrible things you were saying you were doing? That makes absolutely no sense. Now, Bonnie, you're saying, and if he was lying, then why is he freaking out and trying to destroy the evidence? It's like, it makes no sense.
I could see him freaking out about getting recorded and being like, whoa, that's crazy. Like, they're going to prove I was lying. But that would be a much less big freak out than, trying to destroy the iPad.
That's stuff. Like a new type of brag. You may have heard of the humble brag before, but have you heard of the Hitler brag?
No.
Oh, you want to take over the world? That's so hot.
Kill a whole bunch of people in the process?
The other thing I have to say is it's just not shocking to me at all, considering the guy who founded Merck, the American pharmaceutical company, I think his last name was Merck, back in like the 40s, he said his dream was to be able to sell drugs to healthy people.
Wow, meaning just get somebody on their medication, even though they're healthy, for the rest of their lives, basically, right?
Yeah, and basically they've already gone beyond that. I mean, I was pretty sure of this even before this interview with this Pfizer guy. They've already gone beyond that, and now they create disease in healthy people via, like, seed oils and margarine and stuff like that. That's all.
Thanks, Bonnie. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. What do you guys think about this seed oils thing? You guys know anything about it?
I don't, but Nikki will go off on a tangent about it. That can be a fairly long tangent. I mean, there's people out there who've studied it. Maybe one of the callers, somebody can call in and tell us what their take is on the seed oils thing. But, you know, just from a logical perspective, human beings are seed eaters.
Mm-hmm.
Where our physiologies are evolved to eat seeds and things, nuts and whatever, hunting and foraging, you're going to get seeds. Seeds can be a good thing to eat. However, the amount of those oils present in eating a teaspoon of seeds
is very small.
Very, very tiny.
You have to press a lot of those seeds.
You're
going to
press a lot of that. If you're going to, you know, eating a tablespoon of seeds is not eating a tablespoon of the oils from the seeds.
Right.
I would imagine there is such a thing as too much of a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So, yeah, I could see that there could be some, you know, there could be some truth to how bad that could be for you.
What do you think about it, Joe? Have you heard anything about the seed oil controversy?
Yeah, mostly in a joking way and memes and stuff like that. But I guess it's not good for, like, you know, testosterone building and other type of, you know, health issues that we're not used to, I guess. Our body, like, the human body's not used to certain oils. It's concentrations. Like, the more you process anything, it's probably too concentrated for you to consume a lot of it.
Yeah, it hadn't been something that was really presented to me until Bonnie started, I guess, researching it, and she says there's some really bad stuff going on with the seed oils. I can't explain any of it, but
well, I'll tell you this: with Nikki, you can see a change in her health when she cuts them out. Definitely.
Huh.
Yep.
So she's cut them out?
Is that
that's what's happened?
Yeah. She's been, not only that, I think she's been happier too. To be honest with you, you can ask her about it on her night, but I.
It's a challenge.
It's a challenge. It's in everything. So it's everywhere.
Much.
It's in everything. It's
so much stuff.
It's corn oil and canola oil and safflower oil and sunflower oil. Yep. And, you know, literally, you just can't escape it. I don't see
it. You look hard enough, you'll find one. You'll find, like, you know, your corn chips or something like that. I know corn's not really good for you, but you'll find, like, you know, the product at a store typically that won't have it.
You got to really look. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
We got more coming up here. You can join the show on the way with Ian, Matt, and Joey here on Free Talk Live. M&M's are getting rid of their spokes candies after much controversy, apparently. Who knew? Who knew that?
And also A&W's Bear is putting on pants now as response to the M&M's.
What?
Yes, the A&W Bear has never worn pants, and now they have them wearing jeans.
You don't have to tell me about that one coming up here. More on the way. Hour 3's next. Free Talk Live.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.